I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get a hold of.
Everybody up there.
Get into it.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I am Jason Grill, your host. Thanks for listening today on 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast or at our website, grillnationshow.com. I hope you're having a great week. We've entered the fall season. It's crazy. I can't believe, like, you know, how great this weather is right now. And it's just an exciting time to get back outside and enjoy some crisp, fresh air. I am excited about our show today. We have on our one of our reoccurring guests. They come on, I'd say, maybe every quarter, so three or four times a year. And they just provide such good information about what's happening in our local region. And today we're going to get into a really exciting campaign that has been around for almost a year, I think, now, but give or take a little bit more, actually, probably. But we're going to break it down and see how it's evolved, how it's changed, how it's pivoted, how it's doing, where are we at, and learn more about KC.org and the KC Heartland campaign. Brought to you by KCADC. They are an awesome organization, and we're happy to have on today a lot of guests, actually. I'm going to have you guys each introduce yourselves, so I won't have to read all your bios, but let's start with Tim Cowden. Tim, if you want to actually introduce your team and the group that we have on the show today, it'd be really great, sir.
Sure. Jason, good morning. And I know that you love this time of year because you like to be out on that golf course. And I'm sure you
have college football, and I'll take some NFL football too. But those things are time consuming. I'll tell you, I love them these times.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you. Thanks for having us on.
Sure.
Got three members of my team who do a fantastic job on the creative and marketing side of KCADC. So there are real creative thinkers. There are marketers. There are branders. And they're all about bringing talent and companies to the region and supporting our business development team. So first off, Jonathan Connect, John, could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Then we'll move to Jessica and then Jennifer.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks, Tim. I'm Jonathan Connect. I am a VP on the team at KCADC on the marketing side. I've been with the group for almost 15 years, and I am a runaway from the ad agency scene in KC. Ex-Hallmarker and a KCAI grad.
And you've been at KCADC for a long time, like a lot of the other folks that have worked there that we'll get to, but that speaks to the power of the organization. And congrats. And Jonathan, it's great to have you on. We've never had Jonathan on the show, so I'm excited to hear about everything he's been working on and learn more about KC.org. Jennifer, are you up next?
I'm Jennifer Lyon, and I lead KCADC's investor relations. So what that means is working with the 250 corporations that support our efforts to help get them involved and engaged in everything that KCADC is doing from the business recruitment and the marketing sides.
Very busy. A lot of stuff's happening on those ends. Exciting stuff. And then Jessica Palm, who has been on the show before, is a rock star. Jessica, introduce yourself and give us a little background on what you do.
Sure. So I'm on the marketing team with Jonathan and Jennifer and focus on our communications and public relations side, and also lead our talent and lifestyle initiative called Team KC. So I've been with the organization for about 10 years and am excited to chat about the KC Heartland campaign today.
That's great. Tim, tell us a little bit about just a background real briefly on the organization again. I feel like with everything that's happened in the world and in our community this year, it's good to just kind of take us back to what your mission is. And then we'll go to Jonathan to talk a little bit about the KC.org and KC Heartland.
Great. Jason, real simply, and keep it high level, every organization, every region, every community needs a sales and marketing team. So what we do as KCADC is we go out and sell, market, and brand the Kansas City region, which Kansas City to us is both the states, 18 counties, 50 plus communities. So we sell that region to the world, to companies that are relocating here, like Urban Outfitters that moved here earlier this year, Chewy.com, and to talent, wherever they might be. And we're excited about what we're doing with KC Heartland because we've been really about B2B for so many years. And with B2C here and there, KC Heartland is a lot of B2C. And our team is just doing a fantastic job of rolling this out across the country, frankly, around the world.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well put. Jonathan, when did this begin? How did it take off? Just tell us kind of a little bit of background on KC Heartland and, kind of its history.
Sure. A lot like Tim said, KCADC's targets for marketing and selling Kansas City have been really in the business side, focusing in on different sectors and different industries where KC has an advantage. And opening up a larger front door to Kansas City, opening up and creating a new introduction, or in many cases, a reintroduction to Kansas City is really what KC Heartland's all about. So last year, we really dug in and tried to really analyze what we needed to do to refresh the Kansas City brand, especially when it's being introduced to someone for the first time. And that really, as Tim said, puts it in kind of a B2C category. If you want to tell your aunt or your cousin or someone you met on the plane across the country to find out more about Kansas City and all the opportunities here, where would you send them a couple years ago? Our site was very focused on attracting business, and a lot of the tools we've created through Team KC to attract talent, you only would receive if you were being interviewed by one of our major companies. You'd see some of our stuff. Maybe you would have come across our magazine, KC Options, but there really wasn't a home. There really wasn't a consistent outreach and effort to introduce folks to Kansas City. So we started moving around the region last year. We talked to about 40 groups, talked to more than 1,000 people, made sure we really understood what our product was and how we were going to be able to message and market Kansas City in a new way. And then over the summer, we were, faced with, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to create a new brand, a new look, a new logo for this effort. And frankly, there already was a logo out doing this work. If you went last summer to a Kansas City flight at any gate in any airport around the country, you were likely going to see someone wearing a Charlie Hustle KC Heart shirt. So as far as taking KC out to the rest of the country, the KC Heart was already doing that. Charlie Hustle was really leading the way. So we said, hey, well, why don't we go talk to Chase? Why don't we go see if there's a way we can partner and collaborate with them and really, piggyback on the success they've created in making an icon that people actually believe in enough to wear on their shirt. So, yeah. So we did that last summer. We had a great meeting with them. His whole team, Greg and Chase, they just said, hey, we're a t-shirt company. We recognize we've had great success. how do we take it to the next level and make it an icon for the city? You guys can help us do that. And we were kind of off to the races building the platform to do just that.
I want to start right there after the break. We're talking about KC.org, the KC Heartland campaign from KCADC. You're listening to the Grill Nation show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show on 980 AM. I am your host, Jason Grill. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Just search for Jason Grill on social media. I am joined today by Tim Cowden, Jonathan Connect, Jessica Palm, and Jennifer Lyon. Very high-level roles at KCADC. We're talking about KC Heartland Campaign, KC.org, all-star crew today. I'm very excited to have them all on. We're taping via Zoom, and so hopefully you're hearing this loud and clear today. And thank you to our producer, Darren, for helping with the sound each and every week. We're talking about the KC Heartland Campaign. Again, KC.org, beautiful website, very simple to remember, KC.org. Jonathan, you were telling us about the background. Let's break into that a little bit more. Continue the conversation to where we launched. And, I know we went through kind of the background, but where we launched the campaign and kind of some of the early successes maybe you had, and really kind of break into kind of what it focuses on. Because I go to your website and I see, you know, explore, live, work, do business, all these different categories that you all are covering. So just kind of take us from the start and then kind of maybe break down kind of the different sectors and what you all are focusing on in this B2C campaign.
Yeah, you know, the KC Heart, as we described, really has been, you mentioned rolling out a new logo, and that can be fraught with difficulty sometimes, but partnering with a successful icon that was already essentially voted on by people buying more than a million of those t-shirts, put us in a really great spot because it was really recognizable. In fact, we tested it with a national survey, 1,500 folks, a perfect demographic mix of America, and 75% said when they saw that logo, they said that meant Kansas City. So that's really, really good recognition. And we really realized we had that icon to grab people's attention and invite them to investigate Kansas City more. So we built this website, KC.org. We were lucky. Martin Meany, who's been a part of our team for years, who just retired this last year, really with a master stroke, tracked down that KC.org URL. As you know, there's only so many two-letter URLs out there. So they can get quite expensive. And he was able to negotiate and get us that really that platform, again, really simple, really clear with this icon on it to create that new front door that whether you are looking to come here for business, travel here, move here, take a job here, start a new company here, that this is a great place to start to get that introduction to Kansas City that really anyone can find their way. And we don't really see KC Heartland, the campaign that is kind of based with the KC.org website. We don't really see that as a KCADC website. It really is Kansas City's website, the big Kansas City's website. This is for collaboration with lots of civic partners, all of our communities. This is for all of them to use when you're looking for that simple reach out to introduce folks to our region, everything we have to offer here. And, the heart says it all. You know, we've got the passion and the kindness. And we think the type of community a lot of people want to build great careers and raise their families in. So it's really meant to be an all-purpose site, really simple, really straightforward. And we really look to grow more eyeballs headed that way. And that's really an invite. I'll toss it over. I'll toss it back to you, Jason. But Jessica and Jennifer on the team, really in our entire organization, has been focused on different ways we can get the word out. And that's the challenge for us. We've built this front door, but now we need to get people to come and knock on it.
That's great. Let's pick up there with Jennifer, Jessica. I mean, one thing I also want to say is when you go to the website, kc.org, I went to the About page yesterday, and, you know, shockingly, I know you guys talked about this when you unveiled this, but, you know, the KC Heart, it's been around for it's been around forever. I mean, it's in different forms than the Charlie Hustle logo from, I mean, the Million Population Club. That's just cool. The flags, I mean, it's been around, the Heart of America kind of name and logo. And it just, it's used in so many different ways. So I think this was such a smart decision. Jessica and Jennifer, why don't one of you pick up where Jonathan left off and talk about kind of how it's helped you and what you're doing each and every day?
You know, I think when you think about placemaking and highlighting a community across the country and around the world, we all think about our favorite places. And what more than a better way to showcase Kansas City than that iconic moniker that we all already embrace in our community? So the KC Heartland campaign is really a fully integrated way that you would engage with any of your favorite brands, right? So you go to a website or you see it on social media, you visit a physical place, you may share your favorite news about that brand across the country with your friends and family. That's really what KC Heartland is like here, except it's for a place versus a product or a thing, right? So we had the opportunity really to put Kansas City on the map with a national spotlight with the Super Bowl back in February. And that was a huge opportunity for us. You know, being a nonprofit organization, we're not going to buy multi-million dollar ad spots during the big game, but certainly leveraging
the might think you refer to it as the big game because they don't let you say Super Bowl. So
yes.
Well done.
Yes. but how do we showcase the Kansas City region in that moment of time when hundreds of thousands of people are watching our region and Patrick Mahomes and the team? So we had physical, what we called outposts in different markets across the country. And keep in mind, this was pre-COVID. But members of our team actually went to places like New York and Chicago, out on the West Coast, and created pop-up type experiences with fans across the country who have some sort of affiliation with Kansas City or are fans of the Chiefs. So that was a huge opportunity for us to start building what we would consider ambassadors of Kansas City to continue to share the KC love across the country, and why not with the Super Bowl itself. Certainly, we had a presence in Miami too, and on top of those physical outposts, we also did a really robust digital campaign during that time too. We generated more than 3 million digital impressions during that time. And that means eyeballs looking at the KC Heart. And those eyeballs were seeing things like kc.org. They were engaging with us on social media. We had a command center here that was engaging with fans and tweeting back and forth in different languages and helping people really find their affinity and their love of Kansas City. We did a really cool geofencing campaign as well. So if you were at one of those physical outposts and you walked into the area that we geofenced, you would then see KC Heart and KC Heartland ads for the next 30 days after the big game. So it was a huge opportunity for us to continue. You know, just like you would find any other of your favorite brands, you pop up a website and you see your favorite brand on the side of the page, inviting you to explore Kansas City and remind your friends and family why you love it just as much as any of us that are here on the ground.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. I think that was just such a smart idea, and so when looking back now, just so important, because had you all not done that, you would have had a really hard time getting the message across in such a big way. 3 million impressions. That's amazing.
So that's the digital side. We also had a ton of national media coverage on Kansas City during that time. So, you know, really great features in national publications. And then certainly just the use of the KC Heartland hashtag on social. You know, it was a brand new campaign we had just launched. So to get more than 1 million views on that hashtag, in 1 6-hour time period is pretty impressive for a community to do. And we did a lot of that, and we're able to do so much of that because of our engagement with the business community in Kansas City and all of their employees. So Jennifer, I don't know if you want to talk about kind of the grassroots campaign we did here locally at the same time, but it all played together. It was 4 million eyeballs total across all of our different strategies just around the game itself.
Yeah, we had a great time engaging our investor members. And one Friday afternoon, right before the Super Bowl, we pulled together the marketing leaders from a lot of Kansas City's top companies to brainstorm ideas of how we could, you know, get the message out during the Super Bowl, get Kansas City energized about what was happening. And one of the ideas that came out of that was these Casey Hart cutouts. So they were about 3x3. We had them fabricated with one of our partners here in Kansas City, and we ended up having about 90 of those made and distributed them to all the companies that were celebrating Red Friday that Friday before. So we went on a little tour around the region. And so you saw that Casey Hart cutout with all the red from the Chiefs in all of the images on social media. So it was great to kind of browse through your social media, and that was all you were seeing were these Casey Hart cutouts and the excitement around not just Kansas City and the Super Bowl, but the Casey Hartland campaign as well.
That was such a huge success, but obviously times have changed, and you know, tourism's a little down, and for people traveling, and you know, it's picking back up, I guess you would say. But you know, you have to continue to get your message across, stay top of mind with decision makers, stay top of mind with consumers. I know you guys have leveraged the Casey Hart and Casey.org very well, but I know you're kind of trying to leverage it in different ways now with some of the uncertainty in our world and in our region as far as COVID-19 and how do we evolve? How do we kind of look at what's happened as far as remote officing and all the different ways that we've experienced the last 6-7 months. So let's pick up there when we come back. We're talking to the KCADC about their Casey Hartland campaign. KC.org is the website. Just, you know, beautiful website. Check it out. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks for listening to Grill Nation. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show. I am Jason Grill. Thanks for listening on 980 AM, or if you're joining us via your podcast network or iTunes, thanks for listening there. Got a lot of great feedback lately about our recent shows, so thank you for all of that. And thank you for sending guests. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for those that are contributing to the show and you know, reaching out to me on a weekly basis. One of the great organizations in Kansas City is the Kansas City Area Development Council, KCADC. Tim Cowden, President and CEO, is with us today. Jonathan Connect, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Creative Services. Jessica Palm, Vice President and Lead Executive of Team KC Life Plus Talent. And Jennifer Lyon, Vice President of Investor Relations. They also join us every once in a while on the show. A lot of times they're talking about awesome things, awesome new companies that have moved here, new buildings, new development, new job creation. I mean, everything within the sun. And today we're talking about KC Hartland campaign. KC.org is the website. All kinds of great information in there. If you're listening outside of Kansas City, please check it out. If you're listening inside of Kansas City, man, I'll tell you what, like you'll have a pretty big ounce of pride and be proud of what's going on when you go to this website. And we need to share this throughout the community and throughout the world. But I want to throw it over to Tim Cowden now to kind of continue on where we left off with regards to kind of some of leveraging uncertainty and new opportunities to growth for KC.org during the pandemic and what's been happening in our world. So Tim, why don't you start us off on this segment?
Jason, you know, as Jessica was saying, we kicked this campaign off, well, you know, it was about a year ago at our annual meeting. You were there, and Bob Kendrick, and you know, again, you touched on this, but there's such a great legacy with the Hart, Kansas City. You know, been around for 100 years, used in different ways. I mean, the Monarchs, it's so cool. So for us to be able to basically be a steward for this brand is a tremendous honor for our organization. We'll never, never, ever, you know, never forget that. It's a very prideful moment for KCADC to do this. But we kick everything off, we get going around the Super Bowl, and then COVID hits. And I go, okay, what are we gonna do? And it really is a great opportunity for KC to leverage all this uncertainty in the marketplace. And we've got this platform that we can communicate to both companies and to individuals. So, we've been named, I think, twice now as the best market in the country to work remote. So while there's...
What does that mean, Tim? Explain what that means to the listeners.
Be able, you know, if your domicile job, let's say, is in New York or San Francisco, you can work from Kansas City and report to the home office, and they think you're down the hall, but in fact, you're in KC. So how can we leverage that opportunity to get more talent to move to KC? Because that's really the play for the Heartland campaign, B2C, and how can we create, again, this it factor that those of us in KC know exists. And we want people thinking about Kansas City as a place for opportunity, for coolness, just like they do Austin, just like they do in Nashville. So this campaign, this platform, gives us a really unique opportunity to leverage that moving forward. So I'm going to kick it to John and get into some of the specifics of how we're doing that, which, again, I believe is highly innovative for a regional organization like ours, Economic Development Group, to be doing.
Yeah, it's very flexible. You have flexibility in this platform. Jonathan, pick us up there.
Yeah. You know, you've had kind words for the website and the platform. I have to shout out our partners at VMLY&R that helped us create that. I'm going to name drop Billy Krejci right here on the show. He was a hero at VML, helping us deliver that. And then Megan Segura on our team. So you're exactly right. It is a flexible platform. It is meant to be broad and invite a lot of people in. And as Tim said, we're trying to highlight kind of a, what I like to call kind of the Goldilocks zone that Kansas City's in. Not too big, not too small, affordable, but still have all the cultural amenities you would expect and that you want. Food scenes, music scenes, art scenes, sports teams that win Super Bowls, neighborhoods that are, you know, out of a storybook, you know, urban, you know, lifestyles and workplaces across the region that really kind of, you know, cover the waterfront of all the different options and all the different ways that you can live in Kansas City and build a career in Kansas City. So we need to get that word out. One of the ways we're starting to do that is to invite a lot of the people that are already familiar with Kansas City to reconnect with Kansas City. There's been a program the last couple of years we've helped partner with called Back to KC, which is identifying some folks that maybe grew up here and have moved on to bigger cities or different cities and maybe getting them reconnected back. And how do you reconnect back? We think KC.org and Heartland is a good way to communicate with those folks. So we're trying to identify them. And even if they don't move back, kind of, you know, radicalize them in a way to be KC ambassadors. You know, the outposts that we engaged for the Super Bowl really tipped us off to this strategy that, hey, you know, we've got a lot of proud expat KCers around the world. And the Super Bowl really kind of brought them out of the woodwork. And we want them to stay connected. So we're inviting them through the Heartland campaign to stay connected to KC, stay in tune with it, because you never know when the opportunities might come, not just for them to move back, but to recommend it to others. So it's kind of building that remote word of mouth campaign. We've had a couple of successful reach outs in that category. We're looking to do more. We're really looking to use that channel strategically to help build talent back into KC.
Hey, Jason, if I could jump right back in and add something to what John said, you know, if anybody takes anything away from what we say today, you know, this Heartland campaign is about, you know, a foundation from which to attract talent here. And that's really the only way KC as a region is going to grow and reach its potential is we need people choosing Kansas City to move, start their life, create their opportunities here, just like they're doing when they go to places like Dallas, you know, a young person that leaves college, graduates from college, where am I going to go start my career? She might say, well, I'm going to go to Nashville because I hear Nashville's cool. We're going to get a segment of that because there's a lot of young people in our region that know that this is a tremendous place to create your life and pursue opportunity. We want people from across the country to realize that. And that those two initials, those letters, KC and John talked about, so powerful. I mean, everyone identifies, you know, he said 85% in our survey, but most everyone understands that KC is Kansas City. And as the demography continues to age and young people start families, we all know that KC is a tremendous place to build your life and career around family. So as the millennials and the Z's continue to move on in age, we believe that KC provides a tremendous opportunity for them, wherever they might be, on the East Coast, West Coast, elsewhere in the Midwest, to say, you know, that's where I want to be. And that's not us touching them outside of maybe they land on KC.org and they go, you know, I hadn't really thought about KC, or your friend that you mentioned in break hadn't been here before. And they get here and go, man, this is incredibly cool. So it's about bringing people here, but we've got to bring opportunities. So that means enterprises that are here, we want them to grow. Where, you know, startups. I mean, Jason, you're the poster child for entrepreneurship in our region. We want entrepreneurs to be here and grow. And
I wish I had some more ideas, Tim. I wish I had some more ideas I could come up with.
I know you've got awesome ideas.
But so I didn't have to use too many billable hours, right? No, kidding.
and then attracting new companies here.
Yeah.
It's got to work together in harmony. And we think this platform is an awesome place for everyone to meet and basically use equally.
And it's got a lot of things on it. And I want to throw it to Jessica because I was on it. I'm looking at it now and you have a section for, obviously, if we're talking about talent around work. And not only does it list the well-known big companies in town, which people from across the world have heard of, it also has very good data around major employers and startups and all kinds of other places around, you know, how do you get a career at one of these places? How do you look at mentorship opportunities? I mean, so it's not just a bunch of news articles. It's actually valuable as far as how do we find a career in Kansas City?
Yeah. You know, I think one of the biggest things that contributes to someone's decision to move or pick a new city is really finding the meaningful connections to them, both in the office and outside of the office. And so KC.org is really that jumping off point to help someone know that, you know, we talk about Kansas City Nice. It's Kansas City Nice in a online portal, right? To help start making those connections and let somebody know all of the assets and amenities that are here for them. So, you know, Tim mentioned that Kansas City has been ranked several times now as a top place for remote work. And what does that mean? Well, those rankings happen because Kansas City has an abundance of lifestyle amenities, even amongst COVID. So when you think about the cool things that are happening in our community, even though we're in the middle of a pandemic, things like Terra Luna that just happened with Quixotic this past weekend and at the Arboretum in Overland Park, or the Madison Ward and the Mama Bear and Billy Brimblecome doing fire escape pop-up concerts, or Lemonade Park. I mean, all of those things are things that if you're in a high rise in New York and you're in a 400 square foot apartment and you can't get out, Kansas City is looking pretty awesome to you, right? From a cost of living perspective, to have a little bit more space to roam, all of the restaurants and assets that you're used to having in the city, those physical places, and then those connections and staying a part of something that is a little bit bigger than yourself. And you can do that here. And that's what KC.org helps somebody either reintroduce them to it or discover it for the first time. You know, I think staying top of mind is something that's really, you know, important to the campaign. And we've been able to partner with the Royals most recently.
Well, yeah, let's get into that after the break. Sorry to cut you off, Jessica, but I'm running out of time here on this segment. We're gonna talk more about that campaign and finish the show today on Real Nation after the break. Thanks for joining us today.
This one on your musical disc. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show on 980 AM. Thanks for listening today. Jason Grill here. If you're joining us via iTunes, we greatly appreciate it, or on social media or on our website, grillnationshow.com. I want to pick up quickly where we left off because we've got so much information to talk about today with KCADC and the KC Heartland campaign. The website is kc.org. One quick little stats I want to mention real quick, just because it's imperative right now. 36,000 open KC jobs, according to LinkedIn in 2020. Top 10 in economic growth potential in 2019, business facilities, and 15,000 plus jobs created every year by KC startups through kcsourcelink.com. That's the reference there. You guys, you've been doing so much in so many different areas, but let's pick up where we left off briefly with what you're doing with the Kansas City Royals, because we haven't talked about that yet. Who wants to pick up that ball?
How about Jennifer?
You know, this year we had big plans for the KC Heartland campaign. One of those big ideas was around opening day with the Royals. And as we all know, that all got shifted a little bit. And we were originally playing the Mariners, and then with the new schedule, we were now playing the Chicago White Sox. So we decided to take the KC Heartland campaign on the road and really position the KC Heartland versus the Chicago land. And so we really took that to heart, and we put the kcheart.org, so the logo with a little bit of a nod to the website as well, behind home plate, and had that, you know, image out there for everyone to see. So we had in-stadium ads, a whole comprehensive plan that was also behind that, so that you didn't just see the one ad behind home plate, but it became part of an integrated marketing plan that had those in-stadium ads. We had digital display ads that were running and retargeting. So when someone came to our website and showed interest in that reintroduction that we were talking about, that they would be retargeted with more ads to take another look and consider Kansas City. And then we also had organic and paid promotion. So through our social media channels, we were able to really drive a lot of traffic to kc.org that way. And then, of course, to our consultants. So those companies, or those are clients that we work with when we are trying to recruit companies to come here, they're, you know, big targets for us. And so we, you know, had direct email campaigns targeting them with messages about Kansas City and the business case for why they should consider the region. Mm-hmm. And so it was very successful. And, you know, our goal was that not only were you seeing it on TV, you were seeing it on social, you were going to the website, and then these ads were coming back at you again. So we've continued that. And we also did it with the kickoff on September 10th with the Chiefs. And so a similar campaign where we were able to drive that traffic and continue to see a lot of success with that.
I love it. I want to see more of that. Keep that up. That's cool. Tim, let's talk about kind of some of these innovative things we've you might want to throw this to one of your team, but the innovative things we've seen in our region through other cities to recruit talent, to recruit very high level talent to our region. Some of our neighboring areas that have been doing some pretty innovative things.
Yeah, you know, again, we represent 18 counties across both states. So you know, we've got some really innovative community partners. They're all doing things on behalf of their communities, but keeping in mind that they're part of the KC region. That's why it works so well. And I'm proud of the regional approach that that Kansas City has taken for a long time. I mean, our organization has been around now for 45 years. And it's because that, you know, communities and the private sector believe that we're better off if we're working together as one as opposed to disparate parts. But one community in particular is incredibly innovative. They're doing some really cool things. I give a lot of credit to their leader, Matt Pavarnik, over in Topeka. They're basically incenting people to move to Topeka and work remotely. So again, if you're working for a big company on the East Coast and you can keep that job there, why not move to the Kansas City region, in this case, Topeka, and they'll pay you for a certain period of time to support your living expenses and the like. And they've garnered all sorts of attention from that. It's highly innovative. They're doing some really cool things there. Other communities across the country are doing that. And Topeka is making the KC region better and more attractive and more competitive, frankly. So
I remember reading the articles about that when it was coming around, and it's great to hear that it's actually working. That's interesting, you know, because I saw it, I thought, wow, that's pretty different. I've never seen
it like that. It absolutely is working, and so they're out on our western, you know, frontier, and in essence, you know, our western gateway, along with Manhattan, all the, you know, kids that are graduating from K-State. And it's just, again, it gives us another arrow in our quiver, so to speak, that we can go out to people, to talent, wherever they might be, and say, hey, you know, the KC region might work for you. So a lot of credit to the leadership in Topeka for doing that.
We have 3 minutes left. Let's talk about how people can get involved, whether it's through an ambassadorship, whether it's through the website. How do people, both locally and nationally, engage with KC.org and the KC Heartland campaign?
Jennifer, you want to take that one?
Definitely. So one of the ways that we've really been engaging our communities is through what we are calling KC Heartland Ambassadors. And you can sign up for that on the KC.org website. And so those campaigns that we were talking about with the Royals, with the Chiefs, and a broader campaign that we're planning for 2021 and beyond, help us share and promote with your networks and contacts the Kansas City love. So spreading that around and
sharing the love. There's a tab right on the website. You just got to share the love. I love it.
Exactly.
In addition to that, you can visit KC Heartland on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and make sure that you're using the hashtag KC Heartland with things that you love about Kansas City that you want the world to know.
Hey, Jason, one last thing. I know that this is a business audience primarily, you know, on 980. I'm sure there are questions out there saying, well, this sounds all great, but how do they track it? I mean, how do they know if they're really making an impact? Jessica, can you wrap up that way? Because we've got some really cool analytics that show that we are moving the needle, as they say.
Most definitely. So we've had thousands of views of KC.org with each one of these activations that we've done, as well as just ongoing engagement on our social platforms. The top markets that are looking at our social media and our website as of right now, more than 800,000 impressions most recently. Los Angeles, Chicago, Denver, New York, Seattle, Houston, and others. So it's a really wide footprint, and we're making significant impact. John, I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add, but we've got some new stuff in the pipeline coming up as we head into fall.
You know, continuing to spread the KC word, sharing the love in those big markets, and especially in the economic conditions and kind of the shifting ground that we're all working through. We think KC is really positioned for the opportunities here for talent and for business in a whole new way. You know, our fundamentals are what don't change. We are in the middle of the country. We are in the heartland. And telling the stories of people having successful careers, enjoying those opportunities in Kansas City, are what's going to help us spread that understanding. So it's really authentic stories and sharing them.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming on today. KC.org, everyone check it out, get engaged. If we didn't have this organization, KCADC, doing everything they do and doing this branding campaign, I don't know where we would be as far as people, our city moving forward. I mean, you just have to do these types of things to be competitive. And it's exciting to see someone doing it. I don't want to be a city that gets left behind in the next 50 years. So thank you guys all for all your hard work and for your support of the show and for coming on today. We greatly appreciate it and hope the listeners enjoyed this show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you again next week on the Grill Nation show. Have a great day. Take care.
It's down at the New Amsterdam. It's down at this yellow haired girl. Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with a black hair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.